The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan. Let's go the distance by keeping our distance. Nissan, innovation that excites.
Always a pleasure to welcome back Owen Corry, our editor of Travel Extra. Not a lot of travel going on at the moment, but there's a lot of disgruntled people. And we have punted out 53106. If you have particular questions, you booked this, you were expecting to do that, and it's been cancelled. What's the story about refunds? Welcome, Owen. Let's start with airlines. People thought they had a legal right to their cash back. Instead, a lot of them are getting vouchers. What's the story?
The story is that airlines are buying time in any way they can, Ivan. The debts that they were facing, you know, they're not going to be taking in any money. They're looking at the second quarter now of massive outgoings of all the flights that have already been booked. What they've done is just run for cover. They've come up with different things. They've come up with vouchers as an option, and they've come up with time limits. One of the more interesting ones would come from Air France, from some of the American airlines, some of the Middle Eastern ones. And that is that you get a voucher. If you didn't use it within a period of time, usually 12 months, then you get your money. But the good news really for Ireland is that for the only airlines that are paying out refunds are some of the Irish ones. Ryanair, virtually the first to come out with refunds. You can process it online and you get your money back. It's probably not going in the time period stipulated, but it is coming. And Aer Lingus this week, having put out vouchers as the solution early on in this crisis, paying out a clatter of refunds as well. So Irish passengers not as badly hit as passengers in other parts of Europe, but obviously if it's neither of those two airlines, you may have a situation where you'd be left waiting for your money back.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned those two airlines. Kathy in Dublin says, can you ask Owen if it is true that if you pay for Ryanair flights by MasterCard or indeed any item, you can get a full refund even if Ryanair only offer a flight change? Are you covered by MasterCard protection? This might help a lot of people in a similar position.
Very, very helpful. The cashback from the credit card, very helpful. And that doesn't just apply to the airlines, because when you come to the hotel end of your transaction, it can get very messy and complicated indeed. And indeed, so things like bus, for instance, National Express have cancelled all their services from British airports this weekend. The credit card cashback, it's a separate process and it is very, very useful. There are some terms and conditions, there are some situations that it does break down, but it is a very, right, very good option.
Tom asks, why don't Aer Lingus answer their emails, mail, post or phone? I've 7 flights booked, cannot contact Aer Lingus. Are they allowed to keep fares plus airport tax if you can't fly?
It's called all the customers that they had lined up for the next 3 months trying to contact them at the same time. The emails not being answered, calls not being answered. But the best way in crisis situation is direct tweet. Twitter is a good way to make direct contact with the airlines. Now you've raised the very, very, Tom has raised a very, very interesting question of the tax. The tax should be paid back, but there have been situations in the past where that's taken an enormous amount of money and so much hassle that people have waived the tax. We've had a situation where individual airlines have refunded the fare and not refunded the tax. I'm not going to go into that now because there could be changes of policy there and there could be arguments over what I say, but it is a very, very interesting one. Make sure you get your tax back.
All right. Now, God knows I could have found this place. Love Holidays. That's a new one on me because you won't get it at home in my house anyway.
Yeah, intermediator.
Two queries about Love Holidays. I booked and paid 569 in full to Love Holidays for a 2-week trip via Ryanair to Turkey. Love Holidays also got me accommodation with this deal. I was due to leave Dublin on the 12th of May, returning 26th of May. What can I do re-refunds and who do I approach where and when? Please help. Can't afford to lose the money, says Femke. And here's another one. Booked holiday in a hotel with Love Holiday on the 1st of May, Gran Canaria for 1 week. The flight with Ryanair is cancelled. The hotel is closed. Company still taking money out of my bank. Won't answer any communication, asks Joan and Tralee.
Big problem here. It's not subject to Irish regulation because it isn't operating out of Ireland. The Commission of Aviation regulation that would handle, for other listeners who have similar queries, if you're dealing with somebody from Ireland, flightrights.ie is your website and the Commission is the place to go. Love Holidays are an intermediator built based out of England. They're not even supposed to be selling Ryanair flights. There's been legal battles in the past over Ryanair saying that you're not allowed to fly our sell our flights. It's a difficult one, but it's one for possibly the English consumer rights. Consumer rights regulators, because they're not based out of Ireland.
So how do you get in touch with the UK authorities?
I think it's a question of tracking them down on the internet. I don't have the sites off the top of my head, Ivan, because they're not based, but they are. One of the things that has happened in travel is people in different jurisdictions cross-selling into the other jurisdiction. Now, to complicate matters further, one of the things Europe did to bring that all under one sort of roof was the Package Holiday Directive, which came into force last year. But I'm not sure that the Package Holiday Directive out of Brussels still applies in England. It's a question of the English regulator, the CAA, and seeing if they can pursue it in the same manner that the Commission of Aviation Regulation based out of Dublin would do.
Okay, two similar queries. Michael in Dublin 8. We have a flight to New York on the 10th of April with Aer Lingus. Obviously, we're not going as we're. Are we entitled to a refund rather than a travel credit? And the other one, I had flights cancelled, been offered flight credit but want a refund. Flight is outside the UK. Can I get a refund? I have travel disruption insurance. Am I covered under that? And the third one here, I have paid in full for a long-haul flight to British Airways next December. I have just been diagnosed with cancer and it's unlikely that I can travel. No travel insurance. How do you suggest I handle the situation?
The third case, it's a really a goodwill plea. You don't have rights to get a refund, but it's a question of representing the case to British Airways, who are they're a reputable airline and they have a process for dealing with this. The second case, insurance will apply. Flight disruption, the new flight disruption policy sold in March do not have cover for COVID-19 disruption. Anybody that has it from before that, it still applies. The question about whether
we're out of time, yeah. You're
absolutely. Okay. The flight. Okay, right.
Okay, no, I want to thank you, and I'm sorry for being so rude there. Owen Curry, editor of Travel Extra.
Always a pleasure.
Okay,
Ivan.
Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan. Together, let's play our part by staying apart. Nissan, innovation that excites.